This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the show, America Tonight. Markets are down, and the conversation over Russia and the election continues to rock Washington, D.C. In fact, the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, has now taken over the reins. Wow. You never know. Cybersecurity is at the utmost high time that I can remember of discussing it ever. You know, people used to say, cybersecurity. We had so many people on, the head of Norton and McAfee and so many others. And you know what? It is an incredible business at this point, but it's incredibly risky to not be aware of what the threats are that are out there, as we saw by the recent global crash. So a conversation with Sean Henry on our Forbes Books at Bedtime, this time around from CrowdStrike. I'll tell you, you spend 5 minutes with Sean and you think, boy, oh boy, what am I not getting? And I think what people aren't getting is it really is a risk. There's all kinds of traps. Not that there haven't been traps that have been set for centuries, but these traps are really scary traps that you can't get out of. It's a whole different landscape when we're talking about tech and we're talking about cybersecurity and the infrastructure that so many companies don't have and so many entrepreneurs, frankly, don't have. A ransomware attack showed that there's backdoor problems. And privacy experts say the attack that just hit 150 countries is a prime example of why requiring tech companies to create backdoors into computer programs is not a great idea, because the digital keys could be stolen. The WannaCry ransomware attack last Friday was contained, but it did infect at least 200,000 computers. And the software used a flaw in the code for the Windows operating system that Microsoft and others said was stolen from the National Security Agency. The NSA said it did not create ransomware tools, but has not addressed the issue of whether the original flaw was based or came from stolen NSA cyber tools. Oof, we are vulnerable. We are so vulnerable, and I don't think we realize it. Because once you get into that, And once you have a problem, you have a problem. And you see, I saw that ransomware. I've seen it on a couple of computers that they flipped open, and oh my gosh. Boy, oh boy, you've got to be kidding me. You would cry. It is a WannaCry. It comes up, and you're stuck. And that's why they call it ransomware, because people will pay to get out of the situation. They don't want to be stuck in that situation where they can't get free. They can't get loose. So then they have to hire scores of people and see what they can save. And who knows how much information is out there that's just been decimated and has to be redone. Wow. There's a new drug Wait for the punchline. Now, there's a new drug that Johnson & Johnson said on Wednesday, this 10 medications anyway, that they're developing that has the potential of sales of $1 billion worldwide. Pharmaceutical companies are under massive pressure from Washington, including President Trump, to stop the skyrocketing prices, to cap them for specialized treatments. And so what are the specialized treatments? The 10 drugs include therapy for cancer, depression, flu. And if you think they're saying $1 billion, what do you think they're charging for that, the drug? You know, the sticker shock, and think when someone you know has, especially cancer, and you're just desperate to find something, anything, that can relieve the pain, that can stop the problem, that can cure the person. And I think it's an attack of a different sort. I think they should be required to cap at a certain point. I think people are, of course, are held hostage by the pharmaceutical companies. And nothing like going and getting diagnosed and not being able to afford the treatment. Then what? Because you believe that this is the only way and you can't afford the treatment. So then it becomes, well, what do you do? And too many people, unfortunately, are pushed into that situation. But healthcare, while it still is in front of this administration, where they're trying to do something and to change the state of healthcare now, it's been pushed back because of the FBI director getting fired, because of the conversations over looking into the Russians, and the fact that Robert Mueller is going to be the point person, the former FBI, as I mentioned, former FBI director, is going to pour over all the information and then some, because there's reports that are crazy. I even saw a report today that suggested that Putin was paying Trump. Yeah. That's what was happening. It was Kevin McCarthy, the House of Representatives majority leader, who made that assertion. And according to the Washington Post, House Speaker Paul Ryan interrupted McCarthy, urged Republicans that were present when he made the remark to keep it secret. And the newspaper reported, quoting McCarthy, saying there's two people I think Putin pays. And of course, one of them is Trump. And then he's saying that it's an attempt at humor gone wrong. Yeah. You can't joke about Russia and Trump when you're in Congress and you're in the middle of debating it. Clearly the humor did not land, if that's the truth. All right, stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Look, he is a sort of a man. Well, maybe he's not a man. Let's see him just like some kind of being. Well, this being is escaping from reality. Ooh. Escaping from planet Earth straight to the cosmos where he finds other planets. Well, the point is, these other planets are inhabited by human behaviors and emotions, like misanthropy, like loneliness. And on the way to our beautiful gardens, where everything is special. Do you want to go there and have a look? Well, follow me. Let me bring you right to it.
All right, here we are in America tonight, tossing back a few meaning a few different conversations. I think part of the conversation has to do with this horrific tornadoes that slammed into the Midwest. Two people killed, and there were scores of other people who were injured. And I've said this before, I talked about it a little bit in a previous hour. When you see those tornadoes bearing down on these people and you see those funnel clouds, whether they're little twisters, a score of them, or a big funnel, there is not much you can do to stop that. You can't stop it. You have to get out of the way as fast as possible. And I think sometimes people kind of play chicken with tornadoes. Too. And just like we do with anything, when you hear it again and again and again and again and again, you just think, well, not this time. But there's not much to tornado watches. There are tornado watches, but it's not always easy to pinpoint. You know, so often you're left scrambling. And the ones who feel like they were left scrambling feel fortunate that they could scramble. Because once it hits, it hits. And it wasn't just the tornadoes. It was the fact that you also had a lot of horrific rain and flooding and, awful. Wisconsin and Oklahoma. Parts of Wisconsin already declared a state of emergency. I mean, just rampaging the Midwest, parts of the Midwest. And that, to me, looking at the outbreaks, looking at the images of the tornadoes, oh, just unreal. When you see that, and you see either those little tornadoes that rip through an area or the giant ones, wow, it is just insane to see it. And storm chasers go after it. They go toward the tornado. They try to describe it. I've heard this in my own neighborhood where somebody's describing what they're seeing, and I think, boy, that is brave. That is brave to go forward toward the large hail, the tornadoes. Crazy. Definitely takes a certain kind of person. And then you see the aftermath, and it is just destruction. I mean, that's what it is. It's just a pile of lumber and torn up mattresses, if you can even identify them. There's just serious, serious damage. And it happened at a weird time. Happened at about 5:30 in Wisconsin in the evening. And you had other places, not just Wisconsin, but Oklahoma, western Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, into Minnesota and Wisconsin. And mobile homes always get hurt the worst. And there were a few that were just crashed. Cars, houses, you name it. Overturned trucks. A stockpile of power lines, utility poles. But the hail and the strong wind making it equally as awful for the people who are left trying to pick up the pieces. Ooh, this breaks my heart when I see it. When I see, for example, like clearly a Lazy Boy, right? And part of it's been torn up, and then there's a coat on the ground, and there's just shreds of material all around that. Because that was some chair that somebody sat in again and again and again. It was their comfortable spot. But somebody moved their comfortable spot. And that's what a tornado does. And you can say, well, you reevaluate and... But actually living through it, oh, so tough to live through it, to go through that, you know, go through that process. Wow. I mentioned at the top that Robert Mueller was taking over as the investigator for special counsel, I guess is the right way to say it, for what happened with Russia, looking into it. And he is one of those rare birds that the Republicans like and the Democrats. Somehow he's able to straddle that line because he's respected, he's talented, he's super, super knowledgeable, and he has Mr. Do the Right Thing written all over him. All over. Intelligence Chairman Richard Burr and VP Mark Warner issued a joint statement saying they're committed to the committee's investigation. I don't know, maybe we'll get some clarity. If Russia was meddling, then let's find out. If they weren't meddling, then let's stop having this conversation again and again and again and again and again. And I think Mueller is not only qualified, but I'll go back to the fact that you have Republicans and Democrats that like Mueller, that respect Mueller, and to me, that was absolutely the smart thing to do. Because we're going to keep hearing about Russia, we're going to keep talking about what happened, how much were they a part of anything, were they even a part of anything, so let's find out. Moscow is also accused of the cyber attacks. So blame it on Russia. And who knows? You got to assume it could have. It certainly could have come in that direction. By the way, the White House says, a White House official was quoted as saying, there's no need for a special counsel. No need whatsoever. I think it's smart to have a special counsel. Because whatever the findings, especially if I'm Trump and they're in his favor, then hard to dispute, you know, really. Definitely. Versus having the problem, the likability, I guess, and respect and whatnot that goes along with that, having the wrong person in the wrong place. Probably a better way to sum that up. I said coming up, we're going to talk about cybersecurity with Sean Henry. And Sean Henry would tell you that the biggest problem with cybersecurity is people don't pay attention because they assume it's not going to happen to them, so they blow it off. But once it happens to you, what a sticky wicket trying to get out of it. And if you've ever had even the smallest kind of security breach happen to you, I had an email situation. This was a handful of years ago, but it was terrible because I was locked out of what I needed to see, and that wasn't good. Well, wait, I need those emails. How do I get them back? Well, you don't unless you figure out the system. And it took a while, but I did. And got them back. Otherwise, they would have been floating out there and I would have no idea. Ugh, the worst feeling. To float when you don't want to float. Ugh. Sean Henry next. Forbes Books at Bedtime, a special segment here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, welcome back to Forbes Books at Bedtime. I'm here with Greg Stebbin, of course. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
We have a tremendous guest. I can't tell you. I walked into the Ritz, and so many people ran up to me to tell me about this guy. And I guess they had heard through the grapevine that I was going to talk to him, and you and
yes,
I were going to talk to him.
His name is Sean Henry. He's the president and chief security officer of CrowdStrike Services. And, Sean, you just gave a speech here. We're at WPA. By the way, the women president of the organization. You just gave a speech here, the cyber threat to your business and what to do. There's something weird going on here.
And what to do to understand the risks your company faces in the digital world and learn cybersecurity strategies to protect your business network.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
But
I'm glad
important.
You had 90 minutes.
I did. I've got another 90 minutes this afternoon. It's really important. I think when you're thinking about cybersecurity and the fact that everything that our organization does day in and day out, everything they produce, all their communications, everything they store in their environment is at risk. It's really the very DNA of every corporation. And here at WPO, we're talking about small, medium businesses. They are at risk because oftentimes people think that they wouldn't be targeted because they're not the major corporation. But the reality is some of these significant actors are targeting them, and they're stealing tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from some of these companies, and that's really something that they need to be concerned about.
Yeah, because of that, do you think that, as you say, Sean, you don't think you're going to be the victim because you're you're not big. You're not Microsoft. You're not one of these big companies, so I'm just too small for that. How much money has been lost? How many people have had their businesses in turmoil and chaos because of this?
It's a widespread threat, and there are companies that I've been to, some of the most significant companies that you would expect would have the right security in place and they'd be able to protect themselves, but they've been victimized. Part of it is because the networks are so vast and there are so many opportunities for an adversary to actually get into the environment, and there's no good way oftentimes for companies to actually detect the attack. So in other words, they put their defenses in place, but the adversaries are able to get by the defenses. With enough time and effort, they'll get in, and then the companies are not doing anything to detect what's happened behind the firewall. And when you've got an adversary that's in the environment for days or weeks or months completely undetected, something bad's going to happen.
So I would also guess, I mean, we're kind of talking about the idea that small to medium-sized companies think, well, it's not going to happen to me because they're going to target the big guys. I'm also guessing that part of that attitude is, well, how would they ever find me versus someone else? And my understanding, and I hope you'll explain this if I'm right, is that nobody's necessarily looking for your small or medium-sized business. They're just looking for a vulnerability, and if you offer it, they're going to take it.
No, that's true, Greg. There are groups that are very, very targeted, and they're looking for specific information. So there are nation states, for example, that are targeting corporate networks looking for intellectual property or research and development. Well, they're looking for something related to some nanotechnology or jet propulsion. They're not going to come to that small company. They're going to come to the company that actually developed that technology. Although, they might come to a small company who might be a vendor to that larger
there
company
that,
and use that as an access.
Yeah, there was that story of, you know, they got into some company because they knew they ordered Chinese food.
That happens regularly where vendors are targeted and they might see the vendor as kind of the low-hanging fruit and the ingress into the network. But also, there are other actors out there who are not necessarily targeting specific pieces of information, but they are looking for, they're kind of the equivalent of jiggling the doorknobs and, you know, if the door is locked, they move to the next one until they find one that's opened. They are looking for that. There are ways to actually scan the entire network, the internet, with very specific scripts that allow the adversary to determine which IP addresses are vulnerable, what type of operating system is running at a particular IP address, are there known vulnerabilities, and then they run exploits against those vulnerabilities just to get in. And once they have a foothold, who knows where it takes them.
Oh, boy. So what are a couple of quick little things people listening across the United States can do who are in a position of owning one of these companies to protect themselves?
First of all, they have to take this seriously, that it's a legitimate threat to their organization. I tell companies all the time, this is a business risk. Just like any other business that you're in, you're looking at expanding or coming up with a new product line or doing a merger or an acquisition of another company, this is a risk just like that. So companies need to figure that out and take that seriously. Secondly, they need to make sure that they've got somebody who's paying attention to their network and actually looking on their network regularly for anomalous behavior. That includes people who are patching the system and updating and upgrading the systems. Oftentimes what we see is companies that are exploited where there are known vulnerabilities, and in many cases the vulnerabilities have been in place for months or years, and if you just fix that vulnerability, the exploit wouldn't work against it. And the adversaries, we make it easy sometimes for the adversaries because we essentially leave the front door open. So making sure you're patching your networks, making sure you've got people that are paying attention, you're training your people. One thing I tell people all the time is you've got to identify where your critical assets are in your environment, and then you've got to keep duplicates of those databases, your most important pieces of information, because what we're seeing adversaries do now is to encrypt databases and then extort companies in order to provide the keys to decrypt the data. And so having a duplicate copy, you know, you want to first try to protect it, but if you can't protect it, if you've got a duplicate copy, at least you can help to reconstitute your environment. So there's a whole host of things. We could talk for many hours about it, but I think the most important is people paying attention.
And do you find that companies want you to tell them that if we do X, it's a set it and forget it solution and we're done?
There's no such thing in this space as set it and forget it, because you know, the enterprises, the networks themselves are like living, breathing organisms. You've got a company that has 100 employees or 1,000 employees. employees or 100,000 employees, every single day there are changes to the environment, right? There's people who get fired. There's people who get hired. There are servers that go out of business and you bring new things online. So it's constantly changing, and you've got to have people who are paying attention to that. The second piece is what I call being proactive in the environment, and that in addition to having your necessary defenses in place, your firewalls and dual-factor authentication, you've got to have good, strong passwords, you're using encryption, you've got standard best practices in place to defend. Beyond that, you've got to proactively hunt in your environment, constantly looking for indicators that an adversary is there or something nefarious has happened or is happening. So it's never set it and forget it. It's constantly being proactive, being aware, being alert. Not unlike a building. You know, you don't put up the front gate and then walk away and say, we're secure. You've got security guards, you've got cameras, you've got people who are walking through the building.
Yeah.
Constantly attentive to what's occurring and looking for anomalous behavior. Someone's out there to hurt you.
Why do you think people don't pay enough attention to this, Sean? Because certainly, my gosh, anytime anybody gets hacked into, just in general, the government, a big company, everybody talks about it. It's the buzz at the water cooler. Why do they not pay attention?
You know, there still are people who have this sense that, you know, can't happen to me. It's complex sometimes, and I think people sometimes are afraid of it. They shy away. Like anything, unless it happens to you or somebody nearby you, I think people just are not paying enough attention. Now, that is changing, and I'm seeing many more corporations. There are a lot of boards of directors that are getting much more engaged. They're holding people accountable. We've seen attempts to actually have board members removed because there was a perception that the board failed in its fiduciary responsibility. So that has gotten people's attention. There's been some lawsuits, so the liability piece has gotten people's attention. So it is starting to change, but I'm still amazed when I see people who say, it's not that important.
You know, it's funny you talk about boards. I've been doing a lot of work lately on getting people on boards, and I just came back from something, a big conference in Houston. One of the things they said in the energy industry is they were actually looking for young blood, because the perception is you have older people on boards who are retired and have this great lineage and history in business, but getting younger people who know cybersecurity, who know social media even, so that the corporations protect themselves from that. But it's, having said that, they're not really doing it, but that's a good idea.
No, you're absolutely right. I work periodically with the National Association of Corporate Directors, and I go in and I actually talk to boards about the risks here, and I've been on a board before, done some advisory work. I understand the kind of the thought process about getting some younger people who understand the technology. Again, I think it's really important to focus on the risk. This is a business risk. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be a technologist mm-hmm. to understand that there are liabilities here and that there are ways you can be paying attention. I think having some outside advisors are important, some organizations, trusted partners that you work with to get really down in the weeds, into the ones and the zeros. But understanding this risk and understanding this threat and that you are being targeted is absolutely first step. Boards of directors are a great place to start.
Yeah. We're talking with Sean Henry. He's the President and Chief Security Officer of CrowdStrike Services. Where does your company fit into this? What kinds of services do you find yourself offering and that your clients need?
So CrowdStrike is a security technology company. We actually have put in a network sensor. It actually sits on all the endpoints in an environment, desktops, laptops, servers, and that's monitoring any real anomalous behavior. Oftentimes, adversaries are able to get a piece of malware into an environment, and they move freely through the environment until they get to the crown jewels. Our technology actually identifies the behavior, is able to detect it before it's able to take root, essentially, and allows organizations to mitigate the consequences of the attack. And that's at a very high level. It's really really cool technology that provides great visibility and allows companies to recognize bad things are happening. We do professional services, compromise assessments, penetration testing, tabletop exercises. And unfortunately, we have to do incident response where a company has been breached. They've lost a lot of data. They're suffering. They're bleeding. And we'll come in and we'll really help walk them through that process, get them over that hurdle, and help them to prepare their network so that they've got the resiliency they need going forward.
Wow. Amazing. We could talk for 5 hours about this. Sean Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Shag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Awards.
All right, we're making our way around the final segment for this hour, final turn for the final segment for this hour of America Tonight. Hope that things are well in your nook or cranny or both. Can you live in a nook and a cranny? I think you can. I know things aren't well in certainly some areas, and our thoughts go out to the people who were devastated by those tornadoes, I mean, massive tornadoes that I've talked about a couple of times here on this show. In fact, a state of emergency declared by Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, and they're still really going through some areas to make sure they haven't missed anybody because, of course, walls fall down, people are covered, and it's a question of making sure that you've combed over everything. And in the meantime, as we look at a couple of other interesting, I think interesting stories that are being jawed about across the nation, anytime anybody in this administration, anybody behind the gates of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue cancels an appearance, it's going to make news. And Kellyanne Conway canceled an appearance on Tucker Carlson's show that apparently they didn't, I guess, explain very well because he said they weren't exactly clear. I happened to be tripping onto that when he said that. I think it really was probably part of the appointment thing of Robert Mueller because that was announced a couple of hours before that, before that show. So most likely, since it was a last minute thing, I'm assuming anyway that perhaps it was because of that breaking story, which means I call it your phone explodes, and her phone probably exploded with people wanting comments and, you know what I mean, everything else. Bottom line is, I think for the Trump administration, they're not going to get any blowback on Mueller because he's pretty popular. And since he is doing an independent look at this, they won't be accused of colluding or playing favorites with who's picked or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. This is frightening to hear about the Islamic State. We all saw and watched in horror with people writhing in pain and then seeing their dead bodies afterwards. We all watched what happened in Syria and, of course, the fallout for Assad and his regime. A new report, though, is suggesting that ISIS has formed a chemical weapons cell that is in Syria along the Euphrates River Valley, and that's chemical weapons specialists brought together from Iraq and Syria, and apparently they've set up shop somewhere. So ISIS, that area has become ISIS's landing ground, or home ground, whatever you want to call it, and they're hiding, you know, perhaps in and around al-Baghdadi, who's one of the worst guys in this whole nightmare of ISIS. I mean, ISIS has used chemical weapons before to attack U.S. and coalition forces about a dozen times in April, but they've happened in Mosul, in Iraq, and now it looks like there may be a change of tactic, perhaps. Even converting portions of the University of Mosul into a chemical weapons factory. Oof. Imagine how much they could pump out there pretty quickly. And fighting chemical weapons, that's a whole different ball game. Whole different ball game. Finally, this has happened, and it's not a finally. I think there are others who have wanted to do it, but for whatever reasons didn't do it. But a Republican lawmaker introduced federal legalization of marijuana, trying to get some traction when it comes to pot laws. It's actually Ending the Federal Marijuana Prohibition Act is the name of it. It's sponsored by Virginia Republican Congressman Tom Garrett. It would lift federal restrictions on pot, let states regulate medical and recreational marijuana. It has 11 co-sponsors on both sides of the aisle. So they're trying to build a consensus for that measure, thinking that, of course, they're redeeming medical uses for cannabis. And even the congressman himself said the first time I heard the term medicinal marijuana about 30 years ago, I laughed. But he says his background as a criminal prosecutor, where he did enforce the laws of Virginia relating to marijuana, he said he grew tired of creating criminals out of people who would just otherwise follow the law. And he says there's unequal application of justice. And he thinks that's why it has to be legalized. I mean, it's a great question to ponder. Will we ever really see marijuana being legalized across the board? Like, no questions asked. Okay, boom. It's just legal. I don't think so. I think there'd be too many objections. Too much back and forth. It's like the third rail, marijuana. You know, and just even tonight I had this conversation with somebody. I know a lot of people that live in Colorado, they don't get it. I met somebody this past weekend who was just great, great, great. A speaker who had a giant bale of hay roll over on top of his machine, basically. I'm shortcutting the story. Became a quadriplegic, would not take a bunch of medicine, so that friends died. Lived on the border of Colorado and decided this is what I'm going to do because this will help me with the pain. And it is a pain management, a way to deal with the pain. It's pain management source. But in so many states, it's illegal. And, of course, athletes being tested and other people being tested job-wise and whatnot, you can't mess with that. But you think of people who are suffering with back pain. You think of people who are suffering with other ailments that they really can't get a handle on. An opioid addiction, to me, is through the roof. And do we need to have opioid interventions all over the place? And the answer is, yeah, a lot of people are doing that. So what's going to make an athlete feel better who's just been getting his body smashed across the line again and again and again? And many say it is marijuana. So it goes back to the legalization. And would we ever see it legalized? The federal ban, rules, whatever, lifted, and then it becomes legalized in almost every state. Can you imagine? I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime, and I don't know that I will see it in my lifetime. It's just that if there was ever going to be a push, this may be the best push there is. Might be. I think for now it would fail. Just too many people would say no, we're not going there. How do you feel about pot? Should a ban, federal ban anyway, be lifted? Yay or nay? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Make it count, everybody.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.